Palmetto Mornings on WRHI. Singing, get up, high, 'cause it's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning. Stepping on my way. Good morning. Give me strength, you give me just what I need. And I can feel the hope that's rising up in me. Good morning. Good morning. Now I'm smiling and I'm kissing on my way.
All right, good Wednesday morning to you. It is 7:10, 34 degrees on this Valentine's Day edition of Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
And we love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Just download it when you can and take us on the go.
We also want to say good morning to those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live. Welcome.
Well, today is Valentine's Day, of course. Today is also Ash Wednesday, and we had lots of questions surrounding Ash Wednesday, and so we went straight to the top. We went to Father John Giuliani. He is the pastor of All Saints at the Catholic Church at Lake Wylie and the priest at the Oratory, and he's joining us here on Palmetto Mornings to talk about Ash Wednesday as well as St. Valentine. And good morning to you, Father.
Good morning.
Oh, we're having such a fun conversation. I wish we could have started the conversation about 10 minutes ago.
Right.
Oh, gosh. All right. So we've got a lot of places we can start today. Let's just start with today being Valentine's Day and about St. Valentine.
Right. I want to wish everyone a very happy Valentine's Day. Valentine was a priest in early Rome, and he was arrested for being a Christian. That was against the law at that time. It was considered treasonous because Christians would not worship the emperor. You know, like a lot of politicians think they're God after a while. And Christians honored the emperor as the emperor, but not as God. And so he considered that treasonous. So Valentine was arrested, put in jail. And Valentine supposedly wrote letters to his congregation, encouraging them in the faith, telling them how much he loved them. And they, in turn, would write letters and notes to him to encourage him. And he would always sign his letters, from your Valentine, I love you. So, of course, he went to his death, but his parishioners or members of his congregation were very supportive. He knew he was loved. And that leads me into my little talk about Ash Wednesday and Lent. Before Jesus went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights fasting and facing temptation, he had been baptized in the Jordan River by his cousin John the Baptist. When he was baptized, the people heard a voice, "This is my son who I love." Jesus knew he was loved when he went into the desert and faced temptation, as all of us attempted. And when we're loved, when we're encouraged, we're able to overcome evil. And Jesus was tempted in his hunger after not eating for 40 days and 40 nights. Satan tempted him and said, "Use your power to turn stones into bread." And, of course, if Jesus had used his power, his miraculous powers to make money, he would have made a fortune. However, he said, "You don't tempt the Lord your God. And man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." So God's word is a real strength when we're facing evil, because we all face temptations. And Lent is kind of like spring training for Christians, the 40 days before Easter. We all have our program. We all know where we need to grow and improve. Mm. So Lent's a time we would fast. Mm. I've told people they should go on an internet fast or a techno fast. So many people are obsessed with their phones, with the media, our young people, and they're not really engaging in real friendships and relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, you go into a restaurant, people are seated at a table, they're all looking at their phone. And sometimes I think people are looking to see if there's an email or text for them, like, who cares about me? We all need to know we're loved. And I heard a beautiful story this morning on the news that this man died, and on the Valentine's Day following his death, his wife received a bouquet of flowers, and it was the flowers her husband always sent her on Valentine's, red roses and lilies. And every year on Valentine's Day, he made a provision in his will that his wife received this bouquet with the same letter about how much he loved her and that he said, you are my heart. And that keeps her going because we believe that there are three things that last, faith, hope, and the greatest of them is love, because true love never ends. God is love. He's eternal.
And how appropriate that, because Ash Wednesday doesn't always fall on Valentine's Day, but that it does fall on Valentine's Day, correlation that those two have. And I think one of the words, the adjectives that you used earlier when we were doing our pre-interview was that the day can be very sobering. And that really does make you, you know, take a step back and say, you know, this is the day of love, and this is what Jesus did for me. I mean, that's because that was the ultimate sacrifice. That was the ultimate act of love, is
Jesus
that he died for us.
Jesus is God's Valentine to us.
Right.
Yeah,
and the way he gave of himself and the way he died and rose for us and brings new life. And for us to be touched with the ashes, where we realize that a lot of our dreams fall apart in life. Mm-hmm. There are failures. Things fall apart. Yet God uses that to enter into our life and bring new life and resurrection, because Jesus said, I came to make all things new again.
He's always working things for our good.
So even when there's a disaster, God can turn that around if people have faith and they don't give up. And we reach out to one another.
Father John Giuliani, we're speaking with regarding today's Ash Wednesday. We were sharing with you that we grew up Southern Baptist, so Ash Wednesday was a very foreign concept. It wasn't until we got older and encountered someone that went to an Ash Wednesday service, and I remember the first time in college saying, you got something on your forehead, like it's pretty big. And they said, I just went to an Ash Wednesday service. And I remember saying, what is that service at Sunday night? Because we never went to that in our Southern Baptist church.
And they go Wednesday night, too.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
But I thought I missed something.
One year after the evening service of the oratory, a lot of people went to a drugstore on Cherry Road. It was called Revco.
Yes.
And the poor girl called the police. She said a cult had come in to take over the store.
They all had
the police came and they
my gosh. So we asked that question because can anybody take part in an Ash Wednesday service today, no matter your denomination?
That's right.
And anyone can take part in Lent, right? For 40 days. Okay. So while it might be common and popular within the Catholic faith,
and also in the Eastern Orthodox Church, the Episcopal Church, Methodist, the Lutheran Church, they all have that tradition.
And so Lent, for just to kind of dial it down a little bit, is that you give up something for the 40 days.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be food. Like you said, it could be technology.
I tell people, give up a bad attitude. How many people don't love themselves? Love yourself a little more.
That's
be good to yourself. Be good to other people. Do a little more charity work. Be a volunteer. Those are the kinds of things. When we give of ourselves, we get back.
We need to have you on staff here as our resident pastor. Chaplain. And everything. Yeah, whatever.
Yes, well.
We often say when you interject common sense into any conversation, people just lose their marbles because we're not used to hearing that. But you're so spot on, Father.
No.
It's a great time of reflection today, no matter where you are in your walk in faith, no matter what denomination you identify with. This is something that can hopefully unite all of us.
Yes, we can all grow and be better people.
That's right.
Oh, it's so good. Now, tell us when your services are today, when and where and the time and everything.
Well, at the oratory here in Rock Hill, we have a mass at noon and then again at 7 p.m. At my own parish in Lake Wylie, we have a mass at 9:30, then a service of the Word with Ashes at 12 and 5, and then a mass tonight at 7 p.m.
Okay. So starting today, you can give up something for 40 days. It doesn't need to be big. If you want it to be big, that's fine. It can be something as small, but it's just that discipline to have.
Yes. Discipline.
And what do they say? After 20, 21 days, it becomes a habit?
A habit.
So you probably won't miss it.
Hopefully, yeah. But I get a kick out of people who like give up candy. Then at Easter, they're gouging themselves in those chocolate rabbits and, you know, bears, making up for lost time.
Well, they should have done that yesterday for Mardi Gras. That's what that day
is
right?
Yeah, certainly is.
Oh, man. Well, thanks also, Father, for explaining St. Valentine. So it does make sense why today our kids are passing around SpongeBob SquarePants.
Sure. Love notes.
Love notes.
Love notes. Because of this Catholic priest in Rome. Yes. When people are shocked when they find that out.
Yeah, wow. That's a neat
and
story.
Signed it, Love Your Valentine. That makes sense. And, you know, we often joke it's a commercial holiday and we could be here all day long arguing, you know, is it a commercial holiday or is it a chance to show some love to someone else? And I think that's what it is, right? It's just to say, hey, I see you today and just thinking of you. So something small and simple. The companies and business community would probably love that you spend millions today, and it is a billion-dollar industry, but sometimes less is more.
Yeah, when we love people, we really have to show it. Mm-hmm. It's easy to say those three words, but then to do something to show it, that's what it's all about.
Well, we have certainly enjoyed our conversation. Father John Giuliani, again, he's pastor of All Saints at the Catholic Church there at Lake Wylie, and then a priest at the Oratory. Father, let's book you again for next Ash Wednesday, if not sooner.
Great.
Or Valentine's Day, whatever one comes first.
Whatever comes first next year.
All right. Have a great one, sir. Thank you so much.